Listener Production.
Hey there, I'm Tessa Randello. State and territory leaders will meet for National Cabinet today with COVID ISO top of the agenda. The New South Wales Premier will push to scrap mandatory requirements altogether with the backing of Tasmanian Premier Jeremy Rockliff. Australian Medical Association Dr. Daniel McMullen says if that's the decision, the government needs to be transparent.
Any reduction in isolation periods or changes to the public health measures for COVID-19 should be based on health advice, and that advice should be publicised and transparent to the people of Australia so that they know how governments are making these decisions.
Police have implemented border restrictions to make sure the alleged gunman Robert George Greig can't leave the state. The 33-year-old's evaded police for 4 days after shots were fired at two police cars near New Norfolk on Monday night. In a different incident, the search continues for 30-year-old Bodie Savage after escaping the magistrate's court on Wednesday. He was sentenced to jail time. A 43-year-old former police officer is facing Hobart Court this morning. She's charged with 6 counts of failing to comply with a directive from public health. The offences happened while she was working for Tasmania Police. The state government is looking at tightening the conflict of interest rules for local government members. It comes after an investigation into former Derwent Valley councillor Paul Belcher found issues with his role as councillor and relationship with a local developer. And the first international cruise ship is set to dock in Tassie on October 25. That's after a 2-year break because of COVID. Tasports is planning to welcome 150 ships to visit the Apple Isle over the spring and summer season. It comes as the future of bigger boats coming into the state are still uncertain. Josh Beltz and Madeline Murphy are leading the Tassie hockey teams as star Eddie Ockenden stepping aside from leadership to take on a coaching role. It comes as the Tasmanian Tigers are gearing up for the start of the Hockey One League. They're taking on Brisbane at home to kick the season off.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.